Yeah, massively flattering. You know, close to the All-Stars, it's been a few years since I've been here. I did win a fair few earlier on in my career, but with the injuries and whatnot, I think it's been a tough few years. But yeah, you know, it's always nice to be voted in, especially because you know that genuine GAA readers of the Irish News are the genuine GAA public. So to get voted in as part firstly a member of the team is an honour, but obviously to get Player of the Year, it's the first time it's happened to me, and I'm obviously it's a fantastic honour for me and for Tyrone.
I suppose when you look at the quality on show here tonight, only three counties represented, it goes to prove how difficult it is to win an award.
Yeah, and you know what, whenever you're watching the guys that call up on stage, I know obviously this year with Tyrone there was a number of other players that performed fantastically for us, you know, likes of Cahill McCarron and Peter Hart, and you know, guys like that who have done fantastic work for this year for us. And you know, it goes to show that you really have to be exceptional, and you have to be really on top of your game to get near these things, because there's guys that possibly should be here that aren't. But you have to. It's a nice way to end the season with an award like this.
Well, yourself, Connor, and Joe, obviously, and Matty coming through from the new ranks. It's a good mix there for Tyrone. But I suppose, is it nice to wrap up the year like this and then focus on the club season now for yourselves?
Well, it's obviously the way we didn't want to wrap up the year. It'd be nice to be still training and give a high for the next few weeks. But to have an award is obviously for a personal thing. It's nice because you know you're doing something right, and you know that you're playing and possibly the top of your game. So, yeah.
Is it more special this year because of the talk and the punditry it was used against you?
Yeah, you know what? It probably does make it a little bit sweeter, but at the same time, I try not to let all the talk get me down, because to be honest, the tackle I made is one that I wasn't actually embarrassed about making, because if I hadn't have done it and we had been beaten, I think it would have been worse. So it didn't really annoy me all that much. The only thing that did annoy me was possibly the effect that it had on some of my friends and family and whatnot. And mother spent many a night crying over things like that. So that's the hardest part of it. But to come here tonight and obviously it certainly lifts the spirits.
And honoured by Real Gaels, really, and the public out there, it goes to prove how much support you did have.
Yeah, you know what? I think the biggest honour is the players themselves, you know, the guys, the Monaghan guys, that I'm very friendly with, the likes of Conor McManus, ironically, and Kieran Hughes and Darren Hughes. I play with them, all the Ulster teams, and we all have the utmost respect of one another, and we're all very trustworthy and honest, and all the players would be the first one to come up and say, you know, you did the right thing. And to hear that there, you realise there's nothing really embarrassing in it, and I think it has made it into a bit of a media circus. But, After being in the sport for 10 or 11 years at the top level, you realise that these things happen, and you try not to let them get you down.
And what about next year? Will we see Sean Kavanagh in a Tyrone shirt?
I hope so. You know, I suppose it's been a great year. It's always tough whenever you put so much effort into it, and you have a young family, obviously, and I'm quite busy at work. But I've always said I want to play on as long as I possibly can. So, I would hope to be back and pulling on that jersey at some stage.